Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earn it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
Deep drive to right center. Going back is Carl Armstrong, and this ball is gone. And the Cardinal left-handed batters doing all the damage against Ben Brown. Four different left-handed hitters have hit a two-run home run.
Still happened really fast, and it's really frustrating. It's going to be tough to sleep tonight just knowing that I was that close to something really good tonight.
That, the voice of Ben Brown after the calls of Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer on 670 The Score right here, and it was ugly. It was not pretty what happened to the Cubs last night. They got taken behind the proverbial woodshed, losing 8-2 back here on Raheemy and Harris alongside David Haw, who's in for Layla, at least for this first hour. And it struck me that Ben Brown, what I love about him is he's always been one to step up to the mic after a game and explain what happened as best he could in his eyes. And you feel like he's being authentic, he's being genuine, he's giving us insight, whether that was when he had an opener for him, whether that's when he goes through struggles, when he's pitching well, all of that, David. And that's why when I look at him now and people are wondering what should happen to him, I was like, you could do a lot of things with him. You can keep him in the rotation. You can send him down to AAA. Do not put him in the bullpen. Do not do that.
Well, I think, okay, before you respond to that directly, he understands what's been going on, and he's a very bright, aware young professional, and he realizes over the last 48 innings his ERA is 6.94, and he has all of the reasons why. He's been working on a third pitch he can't quite develop, and he knows how limiting that can be as a starting pitcher. So I think it's a difficult needle to thread, and I understand why your conviction would be he's can't go in the bullpen. You got to keep him a starter. And then if you keep him a starter, you have to demote him to AAA.
Yes.
Because he's not staying in the bullpen. He's not staying in the rotation in Chicago once Shota comes back. You wouldn't think. But I think it's a tough needle to thread, Marshall, because of what you might be looking at in the what we talked about the previous segment. If you do get a starter, his role changes on this team now and the rest of the season. If you send him down to Iowa, his role primarily on this team could be still to be a starting pitcher in August and September.
I think it behooves his confidence, and this is why I say don't put him in the bullpen. Because if you put him in the bullpen before you make a trade or do anything else, it's like you've given up on the idea of him as a starting pitcher. And you're right. He's got two pitches and is really struggling with a third pitch, right? The best way to deal with that is by sending him to Iowa where he can continue to develop that and not cost the Cubs wins.
But this is where the conundrum comes in for teams like the Cubs that have designs on winning divisions, pennants, and a World Series. You weigh the development of a player singularly, individually, versus what's best for the team. Because what's best for the player isn't always what's best for the team. What's best for Ben Brown's development might be to leave him as a starting pitcher.
Yes.
For the best of his career, to ascend to this level, to make all this money, and just last as long as he can, and maybe have a 6 to 8 to 10 year career as a starting pitcher. But you're 2025. You're looking at the realities that you just described. Well, it's urgent time. You can win with Kyle Tucker. You know what this 2025 Cub team needs most from Ben Brown? Be a high-leverage, late-inning relief pitcher with your two pitches because you have swing-and-miss stuff that you don't have.
Okay, that's a good point. But what I'm saying is you can do that anytime. It's a lot easier to do that after sending him to AAA and bringing him back as that guy.
I don't think you can do that anytime.
Why can't he go down, work on that third pitch in AAA? And because here's the thing. If you're saying you're sure it's going to be him and not Colin Ray that comes out of the rotation for Imanaga on Thursday, if that's already like where you think it's
headed. I'm not sure that's what I would recommend.
Okay, but if it goes that route, mm-hmm. putting him in the bullpen versus just sending him to AAA, where, first of all, you're going to need more starting pitching. I guarantee you this. The whole of the staff for the Cubs is not going to make every start, and that's whether Ben Brown's in the rotation or not, the rest of the season. You're always going to need more starting pitching help. And especially because of the stretch that the Cubs are going through right now with all these consecutive days, the idea that, oh, we can just have a bullpen game, that doesn't seem to fly right now. You'll agree with that, right?
Yeah, I do.
So just keep him ready, and also at the same time, developing that third pitch in AAA, Imanaga comes back. I guess Ray stays in the rotation. If it's not Ray, then Ray goes to the bullpen, and then it's Brown that stays in the rotation. That's the way I see it right now until a trade is made.
Mm-hmm. I just believe that if you send Ben Brown down to Iowa, where I think he eventually will end up, then you do risk damaging the confidence of somebody whose psyche has been the source of conversation. He works with a mental skills coach, like a lot of guys do. He's very open about the ebbs and flows he has emotionally. He is a guy that when you look at him on the mound sometimes in the first inning, you know immediately he's not going to have command because he looks like he can't manage that anxiety and the moment might be too big for him. So in that context, I would worry about his confidence level after a demotion and what he would be bringing. Maybe he would be more determined. Maybe he would bring that back to Chicago. But I just think it's a difficult needle to thread because you do have, and I wonder if this is all related to what Bruce suggested to us yesterday, that the Cubs are closing in on a deal or going to be making a deal in the next week to 10 days because they know how this all fits together. If you acquire a starter and you insert him into the rotation, then you take Ben Brown out, but you don't take him out entirely because he stays in the major league roster as a bullpen piece because he's better coming out of the bullpen, and you need that in this relief corps.
So if that happens, if they do make a trade, let's say they make a trade next week sometime, right? Mm-hmm. The good news is because now Imanaga are back and you have added a starting pitcher, now both Ray and Ben Brown can go to the bullpen if that's the way it goes. And then, yeah, you would feel a little bit better about where things are headed. I want to get back to Ben Brown and where his head is right now.
Okay.
Let's start with Carson Kelly talking about what exactly went wrong for Ben Brown as he was finding barrels last night.
You know, just misses over the big part of the plate. You're getting into some bad counts. Aggressive team that came out swinging. And, just a lot of balls over the middle of the plate and getting in some bad counts. No, I mean, he's been great in between starts. He's a competitor, goes out there and does his thing. And, he's a young pitcher. There's going to be some ups and downs. And, there's going to be some growing pains in some areas. But, he's got really good stuff, and he can pitch at this level. I think that's, just part of being a young player.
Okay, so you hear Carson Kelly describing what I think is a natural evolution, right? It's not just a forward progress thing. You're going to have some setbacks. And right now, Ben Brown's dealing with a setback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think the idea of sending him to AAA is not bad on his confidence. It's actually a chance for him to build his confidence back up. Go have some success against some AAA and what they call 4A hitters. You know, the guys that are tear it up in AAA, but don't quite have good enough stuff to hit in the big leagues.
It can be easy to forget guys in AAA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It can be easy to learn to live without them. I know what you're saying.
I don't think the Cubs are in a position to forget anyone right now. They need all the arms they can get.
But I know. But you know, it's harder to carve out a role on a pennant contending team when you are getting ready to face the Louisville Redbirds and or whatever AAA team you're facing that night. It's just that you worry out of sight, out of mind. And you don't want to become that guy, even though he could definitely justify and they could rationalize sending him down. you know, working on another pitch and getting his head together, all those things, fine. You don't worry about Colin Ray to that degree because he's a guy who was brought here on a modest contract to be the swing guy anyway. He has exceeded expectations, even though he's not been good the last six starts.
And that, well, that was my whole thing. That my whole thing is it's easier to move Colin Ray wherever you want to move him than it is to move Ben Brown. That's why I didn't want him to go bullpen, maybe have to be a starter again, depending on what the situation is. That voice you hear, that is David Haw. Yes, it is past 10 a.m. He's joining us as our opener today on Raheem and Harris. Les got the day off. Russell Dorsey will be in later, though, to pick it up in about the second inning, third inning, fourth inning. But let's go back to Ben Brown and where he is right now. Here's Craig Counsell on if he's actually seeing growth in Big Brown.
It's hard to see now, but there is growth happening. It's hard to like the growth when there's struggles going on. But that's where the best stuff comes from. So we just got to keep working on it and improve the quality of the execution. Keep going.
There's that even keel you talk about. Even like the way he's describing bad things happening to Ben Brown, he also understands it's a process. He's being forged right now in fire. That's really what's happening.
He handles these situations very well. Craig Counsell's strength with that temperament, you saw that in Milwaukee for a variety of years. That was what he did very well. Patience with young pitchers and actually knowing how to manage a bullpen because of that patience. And that's where I think you have to hope that you see that approach pay dividends with the Cubs. Not the best day to be looking at how well Craig Counsell has managed the bullpen this year, especially after the Seattle collapse. It's a, you know, the bullpen collapse was inevitable. They had been such a good group over the past and previous month that you've almost felt like they were due for a few clunkers in a row. I don't think that tells me that they are overmatched or, you know, they do need a swing and miss guy that's more obvious. Maybe that's Porter Hodge, maybe not. But I do think that when you hear Craig Counsell talk about Ben Brown, it's consistent with the way he talks about everything.
I think for me, listening to these guys describe what's going on with Ben Brown, and like I said, I really do appreciate everything that he's giving us insight on, because you know how short players can be when they're struggling, right? He's very thoughtful. He's very introspective. And hearing him talk about it, and as you know, he knows Shota Imanaga is coming back on Thursday. He knows that his future is hanging in the balance. He knew that when he took the mound last night. And so you wonder how much it actually affects him. Well, he actually talked about that after the game last night.
I mean, stuff like that's going to be in the back of your mind. Obviously, when guys show up in the locker room and they need spots to pitch, it's hard. So, but ultimately, like, it doesn't matter. I just got to do my job. I didn't do that tonight. So,
does that play in your mind when you're pitching, or do you try to...
Yeah, you do your best just to focus on what you can control.
Okay, I like Ben Brown a lot, and I have liked him since he came up because he's got all the time for all the questions, and he goes on with Lance Brozdowski, and they can break down pitches, and they know all the spin, all the stuff.
But
there's a but. The problem when you have, and I've said this about guys in every sport, when you have athletes who are so self-aware, and their awareness and their intelligence is part of their strength because they can anticipate things and they know things are about to happen. They're smart players. Sometimes that can become a weakness as well because you don't miss a beat. You know everything going on around you, and it can be somewhat paralyzing. And when Ben Brown talks about not being able to, oh yeah, it's in the back of my mind. You know what that means? It's in the front of his mind. He's pitching with anxiety that is unnecessary. I would have much rather him said, you know what? I focus on one thing, and I focus on getting the ball over the plate, striking guys out, getting players out. I don't worry about anything else other than that. You would like him to have that mindset, but that's hard to do. That's hard to do when you have as much at stake with every start as Ben Brown does when he's hearing between starts that he's going to be replaced.
773 on the text line, David. Hi, Marshall and David. Ben Brown seems to be the Cubs version of Michael Kopech. His stuff translates better to the bullpen. One or two innings of swing and miss stuff. I don't want to give up on him as a starter. And
hold on.
I do understand.
Hold on. That's a compliment.
Yes, I know. Well, it's a compliment.
Michael Kopech in the bullpen is... He helped the Dodgers win a World Series.
I understand this. I'm not arguing any of those points. I know... You want to go back to... when I covered the Phillies, right, when they won the World Series against the Rays, David Price was a weapon.
2008?
Out of the bullpen. That's it. And you remember how, obviously, this guy's going to be a starter for us. But right now, in this moment, in our quest to win a World Series, what did they have David Price doing? Throwing out the pen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it. Left-handed arm out the pen that could just shut down the likes of a Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, the big left-handed bats in that
mm-hmm.
lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying Brown can't do that. I'm just saying I don't think we're there yet. But we might be, one, Shohei Imanaga comes back. Two, a trade is made in the next 6 to 9 days because it was 7 to 10 yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably week and a half.
Okay.
And I hope Bruce is right, but I do think things happen in baseball. You never quite know if guys are going to – it'd be unusual if a trade of that magnitude was made more than a month before the trade deadline.
But it would be helpful for a Cubs team trying to run away from the division right
now.
The division is getting a lot closer to them, and things are trending the wrong way. The Cubs' four-game series against the Cardinals continues tonight from St. Louis. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:10, first pitch at 6:45 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.